Chapter 4. Change of Command Inventories. As a two-time company commander going through my initial inspection, I took note of who was organized and ready for my inspection. It is not always true, but I found in my first command, disorganized platoons needing continuous additional oversight was usually the problem platoon. If there is disorganization with their equipment in initial inspection, this is a red flag about the platoon's leadership. Former company commander. The change of command inventory is the beginning of the assumption of company command. The incoming commander conducts the initial inventory after coordinating with the outgoing commander. The company executive officer and first sergeant assist in the inventories and facilitate establishing the expectations for the company's inventory. The executive officer is often the lead with running the actual change of command layouts and inventories and building the inventory schedule. The incoming commander's preparation, attention to detail, and thoroughness of the command inventory reflect the future leader's approach to command. Thorough planning and detailed inventory execution yield a seamless transition and sustain the tempo of the inventory before the change of command ceremony. A poorly planned command inventory will disrupt company activities. The effect will agitate operations. The long-term impact may imperil company readiness. Therefore, your success is incumbent upon you and your team for an effective transition across the formation. Change of Command Inventories, Vignette A, Cautionary Tale. A disinterested company commander executed supply accountability and discipline with minimal effort. The commander failed to participate in good supply discipline. The incoming company commander conducted due diligence, research, and ensured everyone understood supply accountability. The executive officer created the inventory schedule, ran it by the first sergeant for information awareness, and validated a common-sense approach to the inventory schedule. The incoming commander blessed a detailed and thorough command inventory plan in coordination with the current commander and executive officer. The outgoing commander provided the inventory plan to the battalion executive officer and S3 operations officer to check for any issues and ensured the S3 protected the training calendar. The battalion commander received a briefing on the command inventory plan and approved it for execution. Briefing company soldiers tells soldiers of their inventory responsibilities. The incoming commander identified missing items, incorrectly documented transactions, and missing shortage annexes. Soldiers and hand receipt holders get a deadline to locate items and receive updated hand receipts. The supply section presents sub-hand receipt holders with a statement of charges if they could not produce the item. Soldiers who declined to sign a statement of charges generated a financial liability investigation of property loss, FLIPL, report. The incoming commander discussed each discrepancy issue with the outgoing commander, the executive officer, and the supply non-commissioned officer, NCO, clerk, the evening before the next day's inventory for the FLIPL initiation. Weekly discussions occurred with the battalion S4 logistics officer as part of the inventory process. The incoming and outgoing commander briefed the battalion and brigade commander. The initial loss of property accountability amounted to more than $80,000. Battalion assistance and sister company coordination reduced the outgoing commander's personal fiduciary responsibility to $35,000. The brigade commander noted the significant financial penalty on the outgoing company commander's officer evaluation report. The outgoing company commander lost the opportunity to assume a follow-on dream assignment because of the minimal command officer evaluation report. The incoming company commander sub-hand receipted all property, validated with the supply sergeant that all posts of all property book updates exist, and established greater accountability across the company. The incoming company commander was offered a second command following his hard work and due diligence in maintenance and supply discipline. The company commander has determined command supply discipline, accountability efforts, and tracking systems contributed to the successful command and the opportunity for a second command. The incoming company commander conducts the change of command inventory within 30 days of the assumption of command. Incoming commanders may feel a sense of urgency to rush the change of command inventories. Do not hastily conduct these inventories. Deliberate planning and thorough preparation will ensure an accurate and detailed inventory. You want to go into the property book signing with confidence about all of the property you are to be responsible for. The change of command inventory can be deconstructed into three phases. planning, preparation, execution, actual inventories, and assessment. Present the information to subordinates in the three-phase construct to elaborate change of command inventory activities in detail. Change of command inventory planning and preparation activities. Change of command inventory planning and preparation can feel like the most daunting of tasks. Incoming commanders who work hard in this phase set conditions for a positive change of command inventory. Detailed planning reduces inventory stress associated with accounting for all the company's property. The inbound company commander has a head start if assigned to the same battalion in which the company resides. The incoming commander engages their senior rater and rater about current duty transition and completion of assigned tasks as a staff officer. The battalion commander specifies the effective transition date and completion of existing duties and assignments. Proactive incoming commanders enter into preliminary discussions with the battalion commander and executive officer well before entering the assumption of command. Early discourse about the change of command inventories can help establish conditions for success. Brigade and battalion leadership provide the inbound commander insight into specific areas to focus their preparation for command. Perspective from a former company commander. The battalion executive officer assists in the transition to protect the inbound commander in inventory execution. Successful inbound commanders engage in discussions with raters, senior raters, and fellow staff members ahead of the planned transition. Senior leaders engaged in my assumption of command almost a year before actual command. Those conversations helped shore up the timing of my transition into command. The change of command timing was set at brigade and battalion about 9 months before I assumed command. My last staff job before command was the battalion S4. I requested an office call with my battalion commander and asked for the battalion executive officer's participation in the meeting with the battalion commander. The first topics concerned current duties and which officer would become the S4. I respectfully requested time to train and transition with the logistics staff officer. The second topic of discussion addressed the conduct of a command inspection occurring a few weeks before the assumption of command. It would happen during my command inventory period. The topics generated some detailed discussions and resulted in a proposed calendar. The initial draft calendar addressed key actions of training for the new logistics officer, critical battalion command inspection preparation tasks identification for the transition window where I would be able to assist with last-minute command inspection issues, addressing remaining staff issues, closeout responsibilities as the S4, and the protected command inventory window. The calendar indicates actions to the S3 and the battalion operations staff. The calendar development process enabled understanding where I could initiate a plan for specified tasks and account for all the implied tasks. Detailed analysis and planning helped with appreciating all the tasks I had to accomplish to transition out of the current job and assume responsibility for the formation as the new company commander. Change of command preparation, former company commander. The incoming commander gains the battalion commander's approval for the plan to transition all major tasks before preparing for the assumption of command. Proactive coordination establishes a positive tone. Closely managed discussion assists other leaders in anticipating and planning accordingly. Finally, as an incoming company commander, your proactive approach will help garner additional support and goodwill as a team player across the staff. Leadership should plan for a formal discussion between the battalion commander, the incoming commander, and the outgoing commander. Battalion commanders may provide a detailed letter of instruction with their intent, any specific guidance, and detailed procedures. The battalion commander may also provide amplifying information as additional guidance for the change of command inventories and the assumption of command ceremony event execution. It is crucial that incoming commanders understand the five types of responsibility as defined on pages 5 to 7 in Army Regulation, AR 735-5, Property Accountability Policies, 9 November 2016, and listed below. Command responsibility, supervisory responsibility, direct responsibility, custodial responsibility, personal responsibility. The commander has command responsibility over property signed for on the primary hand receipt, AR 735-5, defines command responsibility as: commanders are obligated to ensure all government property within their command is used and cared for, and that proper custody, safekeeping, and disposition are provided. Command responsibility is inherent in command and cannot be delegated. The inbound commander requests an office call to meet with the battalion S4 Logistics and S4 Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge, NCOIC. Successful commanders want to understand how well their supply section supports the company while contributing to the battalion. They need to know how accurate their supply operations are with the battalion. Inbound commanders should inquire with the S4 about any outstanding property issues and current or pending property-related directives from the brigade or division. The battalion S4 NCOIC provides insight to the inbound commander about the company's supply section's supply knowledge. The S4 NCOIC can inform the inbound commander of the company and battalion's working relationships and personnel challenges. Supply accountability is one area where relationships matter. Company commanders who consider battalion leaders and staff insights can strengthen the supply operations relationship between the company and the battalion. Following the battalion S4 meeting, the inbound commander should request another appointment with the property book officer, PBO. Most brigades schedule a PBO change of command briefing with the incoming and outgoing commanders before the start of inventories. This briefing is for reviewing the standards for inventorying, layouts, subhand receipts, and the change of command packet for the PBO before signing the property book and adjusting documents. The PBO briefing is an excellent forum to seek insight into the status of property accountability. The PBO can provide a good picture of supply actions across the division and brigade and alert future property book actions that can affect battalion and company operations. In addition, the PBO can inform the inbound commander of property accountability strengths and weaknesses in the battalion and company. The incoming commander should also inquire about any critical issues or problems they should be aware of or anticipating shortly. The inbound company commander should engage active fellow company commanders for insights from their perspective. The discussion of command inventories with the current company commander helps establish and cement the relationship between fellow commanders. Approach the current company commander with humility and ask them for their advice and any possible recommendations. The company commander should share some experiences and provide insights into avoiding some of the more significant or more prominent pitfalls when conducting the command inventories. Change of command preparation. Perspective from a former battery company commander. The change of command inventory was a bit of a revelation. I conducted 3 inventory forms during my change of command inventories while assigned to the 2nd Infantry Division. First, I inventoried my modified table of organization and equipment hand receipt, installation hand receipt, and go-to-war unit basic load. Next, I inventoried all ammunition in the ammunition holding area. My ammunition inventory included the usual small arms and crew-served types of ammunition. Still, as a field artillery battery commander, I had to inventory and verify different fuse, propellant, and projectile lots. My hand receipt validated the lots of high explosive, white phosphorus, rocket-assisted projectiles, dual-purpose improved cluster munitions, and mine munitions. I had never physically seen some of these munitions before when I was stateside in another infantry division. Therefore, I paid close attention to these hand receipts. Because we frequently trained close to the demilitarized zone in South Korea, we retained a portion of our unit basic load in our field artillery ammunition supply vehicles. When we departed garrison, we took a portion of our UBL in the field artillery ammunition supply vehicles in case North Korea had ill intentions while we were training. In addition, we established additional accountability procedures to ensure none of our platoons or sections unintentionally expended the go-to-war unit basic load during field training. We were required to inventory our ammunition holding area monthly, and I inventoried the unit basic load to ensure proper accountability of the high explosive, white phosphorus, rocket-assisted projectiles, dual-purpose improved cluster munitions, and mine munitions. The personal effort paid huge dividends when the next inbound commander conducted the ammunition holding area inventory. I knew what ammunition I was looking at, where the ammunition was physically located in the ammunition holding area, and identified each munition and munition lot to the new commander conducting the inventory. Former 2nd Infantry Division Battery Commander. The physical preparation for conducting the change of command inventories requires deliberate thought and anticipation. A government laptop allows the inbound commander to download and manage logistical controlled unclassified information, CUI, from government sites. The outgoing commander must emphasize to the executive officer and the supply sergeant the importance of the layout standard. The incoming commander has defined the pre-change of command inventory layouts. The incoming commander will assess and know his expectations of the pre-change of command inventory standards. Leaders can download the required Department of the Army pamphlets, regulations, technical manuals, and other documents from the Army Publishing Directorate, APD AR-735-5, AR-710-2, Supply Policy Below the National Level, 28 March 2008, and AR-600-20, Army Command Policy, 24 July 2020, are a few publications to begin with. United Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs, are other publications and documents used as references during the change of command inventories. Leaders review what information is required for installation, station property, and housing property documentation. The incoming commander organizes and catalogs this information to create and manage the change of command inventory database. Accurate database management combined with deliberate database maintenance serves as a baseline to assist in the transition of command property. Another way incoming commanders prepare is to complete the Global Combat Support System Army, GCSSA, online training, as specified by their PBO. The Army uses GCSSA to manage property, inventory shortages, vehicle accountability, equipment maintenance, and the associated paperwork each area requires. Commanders have access to the system and must be knowledgeable on how to use the system. GCSSA produces sub-hand receipts as well as bill of materials for each line item number on the hand receipts. The bill of materials is the primary document accounting for the components of end items and basic issue items. A Department of the Army DA Form 2062, Hand Receipt Annex Number, 1 January 1982. Is usable for equipment and property for which a bill of materials does not exist. Incoming commanders use a laptop as a means for managing information. The commander uses the consolidated information to ensure that the executive officer and supply sergeant understand the inventory items and date. The supply sergeant prepares printed inventory packets for each day, including the most current technical manual's list of components of end items, basic issue items, and the bill of materials for each item to be included in the incoming commander's inventory binder. In addition, the platoon leaders and other sub-hand receipt holders use the information to validate the change of command inventories and verify with their subordinate hand receipt holders that the inbound commander will conduct the inventory without missing accountable items. Pre-change of command inventories are an excellent way for the company to identify discrepancies before the incoming commander looks at the property. In addition, pre-change of command inventories allow sub-hand receipt holders additional time to locate the missing items. Use a spreadsheet to develop an accountability matrix if none is available. Correctly built, an accountability matrix will allow inbound commanders to capture the following for equipment: line item numbers, item descriptions, serial numbers, authorized and on-hand equipment, publications, inventory dates, notes, discrepancies, master authorization list numbers, website links, photos of items. GCSSA uses the PBO1 function to track item shortages and order statuses and includes most information listed above. The PBO1 spreadsheet exports into Microsoft Excel. This document may be required for the change of command packet. The supply section may already have a compendium of shortages in Excel format, which they use as a working copy of the PBO1 with notes and additional information. Microsoft PowerPoint provides utility and assistance with the change of command inventory. Leaders leverage PowerPoint slides by inserting tables and references to assist in the inventories. Photos posted alongside tables with all appropriate data reduce confusion during the inventory. Photographs assure the inventory inspector that the correct items are inventoried. In addition, images provide evidence that the inventory has the correct item, the latest reference, and the correct serial number annotated. The collection and management of information enables the commander to appreciate all the various forms of property and hand receipts. Studying the table of organization and equipment and table of distribution and allowances enables the inbound commander to develop a better inventory plan. The initial draft inventory plan is developed, coordinated, and synchronized between the two commanders. The executive officer and supply sergeant provide additional input. The incoming and outbound commanders may discuss the draft change of command inventory plan with the battalion executive officer for additional considerations. The battalion commander receives a briefing for approval. Documents created for the change of command inventories assist the change of command outbriefing development and production. The battalion commander's approval of the change of command inventory plan ensures training calendar protection for change of command inventories. The incoming and outgoing commanders update the battalion commander as directed and appropriate. The inbound company commander often keeps the battalion commander and executive officer informed that they are still on the planned schedule. The inbound company commander talks with the battalion executive officer if additional time is required for inventories. The executive officer ensures layout standardization for the change of command inventories and addresses any deficiencies with the platoon leaders or other subhand receipt holders. The first sergeant ensures soldiers are ready, in the correct uniform, and prepared on time for the inventories. Change of command inventory execution. Change of command inventory execution is the unofficial start for the inbound company commander. The change of command is one of the first times the incoming company commander can assess the unit's inventory, readiness, training, and discipline. The incoming commander should physically observe all items in the inventory. Incoming commanders will likely make an initial assessment of individual, squad, section, and platoon standards. NCOs at various leadership levels within the company should understand that their leadership proficiencies will be on display during the command inventory. Astute NCOs understand the importance of this first impression. They will work hard to reflect their skills while demonstrating the potential for greater responsibility. The first sergeant experiences multiple changes of command inventories throughout a career, and the hard-earned knowledge enables inventory layout standardization. Display equipment in a standardized layout for all like items and establish the conditions for a well-managed inventory. Properly established, the inventory layouts enable the incoming commander to observe all the inventory items. Successful and well-prepared companies have an inventory SOP in place that defines the standards for the layout of each piece of equipment. Disciplined layouts ensure soldiers are accountable. The inventory should be a simultaneous and complete inventory of like items. Inventory actions include all components of end items and basic issue items for the like items. For example, inventory all M1A2 tanks and basic issue items simultaneously. Inbound commanders coordinate for additional subject matter expert, SME, support for items such as communications, maintenance, or other sensitive inventories. SMEs should be on call as appropriate. Review and update any SMEs of inventory changes. The proactive company commander uses an inventory binder and a laptop for maintaining and managing all change of command inventory information. The binder's contents should have the following at minimum: change of command calendar, inventory schedules, consolidated list of the relevant publications and references, copy of the primary hand receipt, bill of materials for each line item number, components of end items and basic issue items lists from the most recent technical manual for each line item number, copy of the sets, kits, and outfits for end items if applicable, copies of hand receipts and subhand receipts, adjustment documentation, notes, and follow-up tasks captured as part of the inventory discrepancy reconciliation, blank paper for any other pertinent information. Lessons learned from the daily inventory integrate into the inventory after action review, AAR, and in the outbriefing to the brigade commander. In addition, the binder establishes a living document used as a baseline for the future change of command pre-inventory plan and historical property tracker for the next commander. When inventorying equipment, the incoming commander will use the components of end items and basic issue items lists from the technical manual and the bill of materials for each piece of equipment by line item number. The technical manual lists will specify what is supposed to be included with the end item and provide a usable code for each type of equipment set for the line item number. The bill of materials may or may not include all components for the end item, in which the incoming commander will have to reference the technical manual to ensure they have everything accounted for. Discrepancies with the bill of materials can be submitted for correction through the supply section on GCSSA. Another helpful tactic, technique, or procedure is to make a working copy of the primary hand receipt where the location of end items, especially serialized items like computers, is noted. It also helps to color coordinate end items with sub-hand receipt holders. Color coding the hand receipts systematically simplifies accountability for the commander to associate which soldier is responsible for each specific end item and references this for the future. The supply sergeant should be the most knowledgeable individual within the company about supply operations and inventory accountability. The supply section should be familiar with the hand receipt and sub-hand receipt updates at all times. The supply sergeant reconciles all temporary hand receipts. The inbound commander addresses property issues identified at the beginning of the inventory. These issues are resolved during the grace period and generate statements of charges or flipples if accountability is unresolved. The supply section creates relief from responsibility and supply relief forms as necessary. The inbound company commander must follow up on supply issues to capture the updates for full accountability. The commander and the supply sections ensure hand receipts, sub-hand receipts, bill of materials, and shortage annexes, if applicable, get updates, and then the commander signs upon inventory completion. When developing the inventory plan, the incoming commander must account for and integrate the time required to conduct supply actions and paperwork. One way to accomplish this is for the incoming commander, outgoing commander, executive officer, and supply sergeant to review and reconcile any discrepancies noted from the day's inventories. End-of-day discrepancy reviews allow the executive officer and supply section to alert the sub-hand receipt holder of any new shortages, as well as ensure any existing shortages are on order. Leaving this step out until the end of the inventory creates a potential to miss something. Conduct the updates daily while it is fresh on the mind. If the daily property update and review is not conducted at the end of the property inventories each day, property accountability issues can become increasingly difficult to track. Change of command assessment. The inventories generate greater property familiarity and understanding for leaders of the company's supply status. Post-inventory actions include proper receipt signatures along with final adjustments appropriate for supply accountability to determine liability and provide relief from accountability. Property adjustment documents, that is, statement of charges, field loss memorandums, and flipples, generate to account for the new losses and input into PBO1 when the item is ordered. During the in-brief, the PBO will publish the list of requirements for the change of command packet. The supply accountability packet typically gets the battalion S4 review and sign-off by the brigade S4 before the incoming commander signs the property book. The packet includes items like a printout of the PBO1, copies of all adjustment documents from the change of command inventories, and various memos. The incoming commander coordinates with the supply sergeant to ensure the capturing, processing, and closing of all supply actions. Property holders process receipts and sign hand receipts and sub-hand receipts. Hand receipt signatures protect the inbound commander before assuming command. The action locks in property accountability when the inbound company commander with the PBO signs the property book. In most cases, the incoming commander must sign the property book before executing the change of command out briefing with the brigade commander. The incoming and outgoing commanders review the change of command out briefing slide deck and conduct an AAR with the battalion commander and executive officer. Company change of command AARs conducted at battalion include the battalion executive officer, the battalion S4, and the S4 NCOIC, and allow commanders and staff to capture sustainment areas and improvement areas and apply updates to the change of command SOP as necessary or directed. The company commanders then conduct the change of command out briefing with the brigade commander. Topics included in the AAR are data from the inventory results, soldier and equipment readiness, training status, readiness, and the current maintenance status of the company. In addition, expect detailed discussions addressing any significant property discrepancies, financial liability associated with the directed flipples, and further property actions generated by the inventories. Remember, It is within the brigade commander's command responsibility to ensure the command's supply discipline programs at the company level are upheld and accurate. The change of command inventory is a significant and demanding process. The incoming commander must be firm and fair to the outgoing commander and treat their counterpart the same way they would like when they relinquish command.